Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I'm so excited. I have one of my best friends ever, Callan Faulkner, joining us to talk all things AI, automation, business building. And we are just cracking up before we even started recording because I was like, oh my God, for one, I cannot believe I've been doing the podcast for almost a year and you've never been a guest.
I know, I'm a little offended, but it's okay.
Here we are.
You're a little left out. Second of all, I was like, what should we talk about? And I was like, no. Oh my God. Normally I have to like plan for a podcast guest. I'm like, we're just going to shoot the shit. People are going to love it. You guys are going to get basically like an inside peek, behind the scenes view of what it's like to be inside of our brains and having a conversation. For those of you that don't know, Callan and I talk on the phone probably 3 to 4 times a day about business or talking each other off a ledge or a new business idea that we have that we need to execute upon immediately. And so it's just really fun. We have so much in common. I can't believe we just met probably 2 years ago now, not even. And I'm just excited for you guys to get to know her. So why don't you give those who don't know you, which if they're in my circle at all, they know you because you come to all of my stuff, which I love. And you are so supportive and you're always willing to pour into my people. So my people know you, but maybe for those listening to the podcast don't know you, tell them a little bit about yourself.
Let's just go from the beginning. I came out of college. I was in sales. I got right into tech marketing. I've always been super obsessed with efficiencies, automation, which we'll talk about in a little bit. That turned into being obsessed with health efficiencies. You'll see me cold plunging. If you ever come to an event with Steph and I, we will 100% be cold plunging. Cold plunge, but I probably will peer pressure you too.
Definitely peer pressure you.
For sure. Did I buy ice for our Airbnb last year? Yes, I did.
Wait, we just have to pause on that. This is the first time that I hung out with Callan in person. We had a Zoom before this, and it's January in Nashville. It's freezing, and there's 6 of us staying in an Airbnb in Nashville for a mastermind. And she's like, okay, so I'm going to go out and get enough ice for us to take ice baths for the next 2 days. And all of us were just like, what are you talking about? I think there was only one person, our friend Kinsey, who had even done an ice bath before that. And she somehow gets a whole Airbnb full of women to do it. This is my first interaction with her, and maybe she should tell us her first interaction with me because it was
I you hated me. I really did. I was like, this girl is not loving me. She is not even really paying attention to me. That's fine. That's cool. We will be acquaintances. And now we talk every 25 minutes. So you know what? Can't judge a book by its cover, people.
You can't judge a book by its cover. Kyle says I have the most insane RBF that has ever existed. And so if you see me and I don't see you, or like you see me out at the grocery store, I probably look like I am mad at the world, and I am not. I just am in my own head thinking of something else. And so my face doesn't reflect how I actually feel. So needless to say, after that event, we became like best friends. Callan since then has taught me a whole new world of business. When we first met, she was like, wait, how much are you working? And I was like, oh, 8-10 hours a day. And she was like, absolutely not. That's not everybody. I work 4 hours a day. And I was like, what do you mean you work 4 hours a day? Teach me your ways.
Yeah. I don't know where this started. I just have always, even when I was at corporate, I did a couple corporate internships and I was like, absolutely not. This get to the office at 7:30, stay till 5:30, not see the sunlight. I'm like, this is not normal. This cannot be the way I'm living my life. I'd rather just live in Costa Rica and live in a hut. So I became really obsessed with every single way to get my time back. So whether that's delegating, automating, of course, for those of you that have used Zapier or CRM tools, that was like my whole thing. I started my consulting business coaching real estate investors on how to scale their business, generate more leads. I just saw all these guys, and I'm sure you guys can relate. It's like we start these businesses hoping that we're not going to work as much as maybe we had a internship or a job, and we're like, oh, I don't want to do that. And then you start this business and you are locked in an office for 10 hours a day. And you're like, what's the effing difference? Like, it's the same thing. So I've just become, and I think you have too, how do we get ourselves broken out of that model and get these manual tasks off of our desk, especially the ones that don't give us energy? I think that's my biggest kryptonite. People doing tasks that don't give them energy is, I am on a mission to end the epidemic across the world.
Yeah, I just saw this thing on Instagram the other day that was like, remember when you thought you were overworked, so you opened your own business and now you work 24/7? And I'm like, it is so true. Like, you think entrepreneurship is like all this freedom, and it's, if you actually want to hit your goals, you do have to work towards them. But also, yeah, I think a lot of us are spending a lot of time doing stuff that we don't need to, and that there's tools and resources out there that could speed up the process for us. Sure. Tell everybody a little bit of what you do in your current business and what that looks like.
Yeah. So my current business, that's called REI Optimize. So originally it was for real estate investors. I am considering changing it to resilient entrepreneurs and investors, because now I'm really broadening my scope of who I'm helping. We are really focused on introducing technology to help entrepreneurs optimize their life. So obviously AI is the hot topic right now. For some of you who've been around seeing what I'm doing, let's just call AI right now. Most of you have heard of the words ChatGPT. Maybe you've heard of Claude. There is a whole new set of technology that exists right now that you don't have to be technical to take advantage of, to get really manual tasks completely off of your desk, saving 10, 20, 30 hours a week. And I am completely obsessed with it because it's so easy to use. And there's rules and there's things you have to learn. And there's this whole new way of thinking. And it's basically like the internet is being created, but no one's ever seen it before. And so many people are like, you know what? I'm good. I don't think I need the internet. And 10 years from then, it's, yeah, no, you will 100% be using the internet. I am just the first one to tell you about it. So come follow me and I will teach you how to use it. So that's what I'm doing now.
I also love to, I know even when I've talked about it, one, we're going to dive into like how this applies to a brick and mortar for sure. Because I know some chiropractors listening to this are like, I don't know that AI really applies to me. So I want to break that limiting belief for sure. And then two, I know some people are like, oh, I know ChatGPT. Like when you ask me if I use ChatGPT, I'm like, of course I have. I don't live under a rock, Callan. But it's like, oh no, I'm not using ChatGPT. I know of ChatGPT.
That's right. It's the same thing as like when the internet first came out, people were going to their MySpace, and then there are people that were using it for research and they were doing Google searches and they had their bookmarks and they just had more advanced uses of it. It's the same thing with AI. You have to learn how to talk to it. There's like hacks of when you talk to ChatGPT, if you're nice to it, it'll give you a better result. If you tell it that you're going to lose your job if it doesn't give you the result that you're looking for, it's going to do a better job. There's this whole model that we don't even comprehend and understand that I have spent the last 6 months basically committing my life to, and it's been really fun. So it's been really fun.
Can you tell the listeners what your favorite thing to say to ChatGPT is, like the Spartan tone? How can they get ChatGPT to produce a way better? Because we all know when we open that email or we read that social media post or we see that ad that like ChatGPT created it, how can they get ChatGPT to just sound more like them?
Yeah. So one of the things that's a big issue with ChatGPT is just that tone. If you don't even know what ChatGPT is, if you've never logged in, ChatGPT is an LLM. It's called a large learning model. And the entire content of the internet is the knowledge base for ChatGPT. So when you're working with it, it's using it as its knowledge. And it's basically like talking to a human being. I like to say it's a 10-year-old savant. So it is really smart, but it's 10 years old. So you have to really break things down for it. So let's just do an example for a chiropractic office. Let's say that you're writing your monthly newsletter to your leads. Is that something you guys do?
Yep.
It is. Cool. If you just went in there and went to ChatGPT and said, write me a email newsletter for my chiropractic office called blank. Here's a couple updates. It's going to write it and literally say, this month was a tremendous month for our thriving organization. We had those big flowery words. So one of the things we have to do with ChatGPT is we have to give it tone. We can give it tone. We can give it an objective for the newsletter. We can give it a goal of the newsletter. We can give it a style that we want it to talk in. So a lot of people are making mistakes where they're just telling ChatGPT, giving it too much room. We need to put some boundaries on it. One of the things I like to do is either you can give it a past newsletter and you can say, hey, can you please tell me what tone this past newsletter was written in. Give me the tone in two sentences with a couple different keywords so I can write like this again. And then it'll reverse engineer the content you've already created. Or if you're just wanting to write, like when I'm writing, I'm typically writing in the tone of Tim Ferriss or Simon Sinek or Neil Patel. These are all like tech blogger writers. So if there's an author or someone out there like Amy Porterfield, she is a female content creator. She has a more of a feminine tone. It will produce a much better result when you start to put some parameters around it. Otherwise, it's impossible. The 10-year-old's like, okay, well, I'm just going to write it however I think is best. You need to give it a box to work in.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that just even that little tip is so applicable to everybody. Let's dive a little bit into automations. So we're both in consulting. Break down, because I know the first time I saw your system for your leads coming in and reaching out to you and then getting into your offer and that sort of thing. Like when I first saw the, I don't even know what to call it, the situation that you had going on, I was like, holy shit, Callan, do that for me. Please teach me. What do I tell my team? How do I create that? So kind of break that down for your whole process and how they might be missing the mark on it.
Yeah. So I think we've actually done a pretty decent deep dive into both your and Kyle's businesses on lead gen for your office. And what I see happening across the board, whether you're a real estate investor, chiropractor, dance studio owner, I don't care, is leads are constantly falling through the cracks and not being followed up with appropriately. Brand new leads are coming into the business. And then once they do come into the business, maybe they became a client or maybe they had one appointment and then they never came back. And those are just old leads and they never get followed up with. So there's no nurture sequences happening. There's no updates. There's no quarterly calls. There's no touch points. So in my business, I use a CRM. I think most of you guys have some sort of CRM system. I use Notion pretty heavily for kind of our project management. But I think on the intake side, one of the most important things for me is that every single person that comes into my business, consulting business, gets a series of 8 to 10 emails, just explaining who we are, the different kind of the things that we do, trying to elicit a response from them of, oh my gosh, she's talking to me. And then of course, if someone comes in and maybe they have a meeting with me or a sales call, they get a status and they're in there. And if it's not the right time or it's not the right fit or we couldn't figure out budget, they go into a nurture sequence and they're getting emailed for 3 years. Every quarter they're getting a call, but for 3 years they go onto a sequence. Part of it is just putting time into it. Like this is always goes to the back of the to-do list, but it's a who, not how. Like even for me, of course I could sit down and build all this. Like I know how, but I hired an expert and so did you. And you hired my expert to build it. And we tell him what we want and he's incredible. So yeah, that's my encouragement too. You don't have to do it all yourself.
I think even for some of the chiropractors listening, they might not be as familiar with Zapier that consulting people are familiar with. They use it like their whole business is built on it. So can you give them an example of how they could be using Zapier, whether they're a consultant or a chiropractor, still tracking leads and how your automations, like you don't have to do anything except click a button. I know for me, I was spending so much time sending the invoice, sending the email. Like I was so in it that I didn't even know that there was a way out of it.
Oh my God, 100%. Where, if in your chiro office, Steph, where would the follow-up emails go out of? Do you have a system for that,
right? Yeah, we use MailChimp in the office.
Okay, perfect. What's the tool that your patients live in while they're going
We have EHRs, so it's less than like a CRM because that has all of their electronic health record info.
Do you think those have Zaps, some of them?
I don't know.
Some of them may not, depending on how current they are. They should if they are current. So one example of a Zap would be, let's say a patient comes into the office, they have a first appointment and they don't buy anything after the first appointment. That status in the EHR should be first appointment, didn't buy. So maybe they're on a nurture, maybe they're on a qualify, maybe they're on a callback. If you set a status of first appointment, didn't buy in the EHR, that should trigger a Zap into MailChimp to get them into a 10 email sequence to get them back at the office to have them come back in to get another appointment.
Have a follow-up. Yeah.
A follow-up appointment. Thank you. Yes. So a lot of times we think, oh, if something happens in one system, I have to manually go over to another system. Zapier is like the glue that holds all these systems together. And this is game-changing. So if you have another invoice tool out there, in our business, we typically send invoices through QuickBooks. I have a Zap. When it's payment ready, send payment. I change the status to send payment and it immediately sends the payment up in QuickBooks. I set the status in Notion. That's the app I use. So Zapier is incredible. It's a toolbox. It's in your toolbox. So part of what I teach is like, how do you even think like this? Because it's not about, oh gosh, I need to write down exactly what the Zap's she's saying. You need to start thinking as a business owner, where are the manual pieces of this business? Where are things broken? And where could I automate it? You don't need to be an automation expert. You just need to know how to communicate with an automation expert, which is what I'm
totally mentioning. Yeah. It's like looking at your customer journey. It's looking at your processes and being like, where am I doing a lot of manual data entry, or what could be just easier? And I think for me, I was so resistant. I definitely am going to admit I'm a little bit more old school within the practice. But for me, it was just like, oh my gosh, if my team's not working on this, they could be working on so many other things that's going to drive the business forward. And it really, at the end of the day, was like a lot of busy work that I had them doing. So we're even looking inside of our clinic to improve those systems and processes. We finally got with the times and got Review Wave. Most of the people I know use Review Wave or SCED. And so it's okay. We're finally using a software that helps do some of this for us. The other thing is that for me, I was so used to working 10 to 12 hour days, if I'm being honest, that I didn't even know there was a world of possibility where I could work less and more efficiently by just incorporating more of these tools into my everyday life. I know you love biohacking. You love everything health. When I met her, I was like, you're a chiropractor's dream, as she's putting her little element tea in her water. I am like, do you have a chiropractor in Minneapolis? We need to get you on staff. I know that you even use these like automations and processes within your everyday life, your personal life.
Yeah, especially AI, like meal planning, my workouts that I'm doing. Like this morning I went into ChatGPT. I said, your role is to be Andy Galpin. He's a strength and performance coach. I want to do leg day. I really want to hit glutes, quads, hammies. I have 45 minutes. I also want to do a core finisher. I want to do heavy strength. Give me a routine that I can do with dumbbells and a 35-pound kettlebell. And it did the whole thing.
Oh my God.
You have all these experts at your fingertips. I can say, act like Ina Garten. I have salmon, Brussels sprouts, balsamic. Here's all the things that are in my pantry. Give me a meal to make. I did it for an event that I'm planning. I'm hosting Mother's Day. So I had to build the whole meal plan for the menu for that. Gift ideas. It was my attorney this morning. I spun up a new purchase agreement with a seller clause in there. Like it is all these world-class experts just right at your fingertips. So whether it's life, business, whatever, I'm using it constantly.
For sure. So that I would say is like AI automations 101, maybe 102. Let's take them to AI automations 3.0 and how you're actually using it inside of your business. So yes, this is ways that you could use it on a daily basis. Yes, this is, you know, we're talking about ChatGPT. Almost everybody has heard of that. I just love being your friend and getting to have a front row seat to all the cool shit you're doing. You're using these systems and tools to help people generate leads from cold outreach. So for those of you guys that don't know, Callan teaches her clients how to do cold outreach, whether it's through email, whether it's through calling, whether it's through texting. Like she has a whole texting program for real estate investors. And so she's now creating something to where it doesn't matter what industry you're in, you can reach out to cold leads. So for us, we've toyed around the idea with testing this in our offices. One, can we do an AI cold caller or like an AI answering machine? So in my husband's office, we have a answering service, have no idea what it's called. Don't know off the top of my head, but essentially answers the phone when we're not in there. And we know that they don't do the best job, but at least it's somebody, the phone's getting answered. Callan and I are playing around with, can we get an AI answering machine that answers no matter what time it is and gets that person scheduled with a deposit and sounds like a real person? Because here's the thing, I know you guys are hearing this and are like, thinks people are going to be able to tell. You cannot tell. You cannot tell it's AI, which is creepy. And I know my holistic people get a little freaked out by that. I totally get it. But the reality is it's here and there are ways for it to make our businesses smooth operating and increase our revenue. And so we need to be considering that. And then also another thing that she showed me, and I'll let you dive into this too, but like just even to pull different lists to be able to do cold marketing too. I don't think in brick and mortars, we think enough about cold marketing unless we have a corporate background, but that's all corporate does. If you think about the emails you get, you think about the postcards you get from like the local dealership, they're all doing that cold outreach. And we could be doing that inside a brick and mortar too.
Yes. Yes. So with AI now, what's so freaking cool about this is we could say, you mentioned that teachers Is that a target market?
Yes. In Kyle's office, not so much anymore, but say that we were going to want to reach out to teachers because we know we serve a lot of them in the community. And so we would want to take care of their friends.
Yep. So shoot them an email and just say, hey, we could invite them to an open house. That's what we're thinking, is have some sort of event or give them a voucher of some sort. So what's so cool with AI is that I can pull a list of all the teachers within X miles of your clinic. I pull their LinkedIn profile and then I can use their LinkedIn profile and I'll use AI. I'll tell AI, hey, review the LinkedIn profile and please pull out the name of the school they work at. If that school is not available, please just say NA. So then it'll go through and it'll extract the name of the school. Now, for the ones that we did get the school name in the email, I'm going to say, hey, I noticed that you were a teacher at insert school name. That's amazing. We're a clinic that is located about blank miles from there. And then I'll have AI calculate the distance between the clinic and the school so that the email, and this is just a example off the top of my head, is so much more personalized than like, we work with teachers. We'd love to chat.
Take care of you.
Yeah, exactly. Like it is so much more hyper personalized to that person based on what we know so far on the LinkedIn profile. And then if you're doing businesses, like if you guys do partnerships, you guys do referral affiliate, what's a business that you would partner with or that you would do?
So like in my office, we work a lot with like doula agencies, pediatricians, midwives, occupational therapists.
We could do a cold. Why have we not done this? We need to do a cold campaign for Circle of Life to every single pediatrician within 25 miles of your clinic. Introduce your clinic, introduce what you guys are doing, maybe name drop a couple other peds if they'd be willing, and just say, we'd love to set up a coffee meeting, or we'd love to set up a quick 15-minute connect call. Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so many things that we could be doing, myself included, because I'm over here doing a bunch of other stuff and I'm like, oh, we need to apply this to all of our clinics. That's what I don't think people think of as AI. They think of ChatGPT. Okay, it's going to help me write an email. Yeah. It's going to help me do this. But what I love the way that you use it is like you literally use it as a second brain. I'm not going to waste my hardcore thinking power on this. I want to take what it gives me and then make it better. But if I'm just getting a general foundation for something, I'm going to use AI first. And then also, I just have simplified my entire marketing system and my marketing efforts by utilizing AI.
Sure, we'll talk about this, but at our retreat that we're hosting, I'm going to be doing a session on limitless learning. One of the things I'm using AI for is studying and consuming information faster. So I can give it a book that I've been meaning to read and have it walk me through the key principles, the key concept. I can have it test me to make sure I'm actually comprehending the information. I can have it ask me to give scenarios of where that would make sense. We can communicate about it. And in terms of taking down information, like reading through an entire book, I'm like a visionary Enneagram 3. So that's probably not going to happen unless I'm absolutely obsessed with it. I've been able to consume so much more information. And then in terms of supercharging my thinking, creating mind maps around things, I have been able to totally get through so much more information than I ever have before with it.
Yeah, I need to do that because right now I have a stack of 12 books that I keep meaning to read.
Literally,
I want the information in them.
On my page, I'm writing up a page. It's like, do you have books piled up on your nightstand hoping to read?
That's your sales page.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, ChatGPT probably helped you with.
To build my AI masterclass, I put in, there was a book called One to Many. It was a book about webinars, about the power of webinars. Mm-hmm. So I gave it the book and I was like, your role is the author of this book. You're my webinar coach. I'm telling you about all the things that I'm going to be teaching on and I want you to coach me on what the flow should be. And it just spat back out. Okay, we need to talk about this and then this. If you're doing an internal training for your team or like a presentation to leads.
Yes. Amazing.
Is that starting from scratch?
Yeah, you just save so much time. I know you taught on your masterclass, like presentations. So many of us are wanting to collaborate with local businesses or we're wanting to collaborate with other providers, but it's like the thought of putting a presentation together feels daunting. Now you have a tool for that, which is called what?
Gamma. Yep. GAMMA. Dot app. Yeah. So I have probably 15 AI apps that I am absolutely obsessed with that are really great. So of course, everyone hears of ChatGPT. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's literally AI 101.
Yes. And so now there's all these AI apps that are coming out. They're literally insane. I have the one where you can research the knowledge base of podcast transcripts where you can just search, why should I cold shower? And it will pop to Huberman talking about cold showering.
Amazing.
Really cool.
As we wrap up here, let's chat about our retreat too, because it's coming up in a month and Kellen and I are going to host a retreat together in New Jersey, June 7th and 8th. And you're invited if you want to come and learn and get not only learn, but like we're keeping it super small so that we can work on these things with you for your business. If you're like, hey, I don't know how to track leads. Hey, I don't know how to do cold outreach. Hey, I don't know how to get any of my email sequences created. Like the whole point is that we're going to do it with you and hold your hand. So it's really going to be a working retreat. And then of course, we're going to have the fun things like cold plunge, sauna, meals, drinks, all the good vibes together. Really, if you're already at, hey, I mastered ChatGPT, cool. We're going to figure out these other three apps that you could apply to your business tomorrow to just increase your productivity and speed even more.
Yeah, 100%. So it's Friday and Saturday. It is June 7th and 8th. So we start around 9 a.m. on Friday. That's going to be a full day. I am going to be really going hard. We're going to have probably 2 hours of workshop time. So the idea is I'm teaching you a whole new way of thinking. And what's happening is that I like to explain it. You are out there building the pyramids. You are using your little hammers and you're shoving the rocks up the hill. And I am standing there with this state-of-the-art construction equipment and you're turning back at me and you're like, I can't look at that right now because I'm too tired. I know.
That's the point.
That's why you need to come talk to me. The point of the whole thing is for you to start learning a whole new way of thinking, teach your team a whole new way of thinking. Never again are you manually writing an email newsletter, ever. There should be no long emails that are ever written. If you're doing any sort of content that, no, for those of you that have a podcast, like, I'm going to blow your mind. Writing better. And then I'm going to do a whole section on the life hacks too, because it's all about getting all these little time pieces back. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about Zapier. We're going to talk about building SOPs. Building an SOP out should take about 5 minutes. If you're like, this is how we do this at the company. This is how we file for insurance. Like that should take 5 minutes to document all that with AI. We're going to review AI calling. I think every chiropractor in the next 3 years will have an AI caller as the first touch to answer. Most businesses all will. And then we'll talk about, we'll do more hands-on stuff because everyone's going to have their own unique.
Yeah, everybody's going to have something that they need us to work on. And I think the benefit of coming and hanging out with Kellen, one, we don't have to say how cool we are. I think it's obvious, but also is like you have 2 7-figure business owners. By the way, we both have more than one business in different industries. And so you have access to us for 2 days to literally just work on your business with you, which that's worth its weight in gold. So I will put some details in the show notes if you would like to join us. If you're a client of mine, you get a little bit of a discount. So shoot me a DM before you sign up. And thank you so much for joining us. Where can people connect with you?
Yes, they can find me on Instagram. I am Callan Faulkner, C-A-L-A-N. And optimize.com is my website. And yeah.
Or they could catch you at Jersey Cause. You're going to visit me a lot this summer.
Or you can catch me in Jersey. Come on out.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Steph.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.